Point-in-time counts of the homeless in Columbus and Franklin County have increased every year since 2008, and community shelter board officials expect the trend to continue in the latest assessment. More than 1,700 people were counted last year. The CSB tracks people in shelters leading up to the official count, while street outreach teams canvass the community and encampments during the early morning hours.
Anybody that needs a blanket? Meet me at the clothing closet door, only blankets.
Volunteers also perform counts at soup kitchens like this one. It's another busy day at Holy Family on South Grub Street. As people grab a meal, they also receive assistance filling out a survey. The CSB's Sarah Loken says the annual count also provides intervention opportunities. Loken picks up the story of a woman at a camp with a serious back injury.
She has never received any disability income or Social Security income, and so we were able to have Stephanie, the street outreach team, spend just a couple of minutes talking with that woman about what her options might be and to make a plan to see if she could get registered for disability income, and then also, of course, find out what kind of housing she might be eligible for. Stephanie's making note of, where are we? We're at this particular camp. I found someone who was willing to talk. Her name was Jane, and these were her issues. Stephanie is going back out to the camps 5 days a week from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., so she's going to now target that spot for her rounds in the coming days to see if she can reconnect with that woman and get her some help.
Loken says in addition to the single-day count, other data indicates a rise in homelessness. Poverty rates and eviction notices are increasing in central Ohio. In the past 5 years, she says shelters have served 64% more families and 14% more single men and women. Last year, Columbus Shelter served more than 10,000 people.
My name is Raymond Page. I'm 56 years old. Everybody call me Jack. People who don't have never been homeless or know about homelessness, they need to come around here to places like this, the shelters, volunteer, the feed, and they would see all the different mentality and they would see the type of people that's around. You know what I mean? Black, white, Hispanic, foreigners from other countries, babies, children, teenagers. One woman, she told me that she took in and became homeless because the place that she was staying, it was bed bug, roach infested, and the landlord wouldn't do nothing about it. But all people that you see that's homeless, it's not people that's messed up. Everybody's situation is different.
As for how to help the homeless, Loken says it really comes down to a resource issue.
We know how to help someone get back on the road to self-sufficiency. We know that housing is the solution to homelessness. We know that people need support to get the job training, to get connected to medical care that might be keeping them from work. We know that people need an advocate when they go try to find a landlord that's willing to rent to them if they have bad credit. We have interventions that work to get people back on their feet, back into an apartment, and then even we're providing aftercare to make sure people remain stable for 30, 60, 90 days once they are on their own in an apartment. And providing that aftercare has reduced returns to shelter pretty dramatically. So we know what works. It's just about having enough resources to provide those services that work to everyone that is in need. The need outstrips the resources.
CSB staff will verify the data and eliminate any duplication in the numbers before coming up with a firm count in April. The CSB also awaits results from data collected by the Massachusetts-based Center for Social Innovation, which explored the connection between racism and homelessness in Columbus and nine other cities. Loken says she expects the CSB to have those results sometime this spring with a strategy to come based on that data. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.